USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The heart of the U.S. economy, consumer spending, is weakening. Retail buying has fallen in three of the past 4 months. Spending on services was flat in December, the worst monthly reading in nearly a year. Sales of existing homes in the United States fell last year to their lowest level since 2014. The auto industry posted its worst sales year in more than a decade. An ice storm impacting portions of the southern plains and mid-south is expected to last through Wednesday, bringing the normal dangers along with it, falling trees, power lines, and slick roadways. About 3.3 million Americans are under an ice storm warning this morning, with 16.5 million under a winter storm warning, according to the National Weather Service. The White House announced Monday they will end the two COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. That will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions at the northern and southern border, where the crisis rages on with illegal immigrants pouring into the country at levels never seen before. Construction on the wall of the United States-Mexico border is still taking place in some areas.
Texas still building its portion of a border wall, even though the Biden administration stopped work on that wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott admits it's not a cheap endeavor.
Part of that is the materials for the wall. Part of it is the cost of acquiring the rights to be able to build the wall on land.
Abbott, speaking in the border town of San Benito Monday, where wall construction was taking place, said they are acquiring more land rights, which should help speed up construction. I'm John Schaefer.
Cindy Williams, who played Shirley opposite Penny Marshall's Laverne on the popular sitcom Laverne and Shirley, died last week and announced Monday. 75-year-old Williams died in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday after a brief illness. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
It's back to school time for Virginia students, where a 6-year-old shot his teacher.
The principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News is being removed from her post. Teacher Abigail Zwerner's attorney said previously that several instructors went to the school administration with concerns about the student having a weapon, but weren't taken seriously. This parent, though, says the issue has been resolved.
It was very successful. They have a lot of security in place. Hopefully that's not going to be too intimidating for the children.
Students are required to use clear backpacks and metal detectors have been installed. I'm Jerry Varmash.
The Memphis Fire Department has relieved 3 staff members from duty after failing to assist Tyree Nichols as he lay in distress after a beating by Memphis, Tennessee police officers. Fire Chief Gina Sweat said Monday 3 fire department employees violated numerous policies and protocols. End quote. Turkey continues to build military outposts on Iraqi soil. 3 Turkish military outposts are just some of the dozens of new military bases Turkey has established on Iraqi ground in the past 2 years as it steps up decades-long offensive against Kurdish militants sheltered in the remote and rugged region. South African animal welfare officials on Monday successfully sedated and captured a tiger that was spotted roaming a residential area near Johannesburg. Authorities believe it to be an escaped pet. Lance Pry, USA News.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.